what do you expect here in the next 30 hours or so leading up to 3 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow? You have detailed in that piece, Michael, the different challenges. There are challenges with both, but the different challenges between dealing Lowry to his hometown Philadelphia 76ers, dealing Lowry to the Miami Heat. Brooklyn has some interest in Norm Powell, apparently. Spencer Dinwiddie is out for the season and could be part of the return in a package from Brooklyn. What is your sense of where all this goes?
I think if Lowry, I'm pretty confident at this point something's going to happen. So I don't think I'm going way out on a limb there. There's just too much discussion around it. And the I think throughout this, certainly as it relates to Lowry, the Raptors have been listening. I don't think they've been shopping. I think with Powell, I think they've been, I don't think that they felt like they wanted to, they'd be in a position to sign him to the number that, based on his performance, he's probably going to be looking for. So I think they've been a bit more aggressive on that. If Lowry ends up going to the 76ers, it's probably a more of a future-looking deal. Tyrese Maxey would probably be the player they would be wanting to get back. He's a 20-year-old point guard. A lot of potential, a lot of upside, but he's a 20-year-old point guard. And so, and the Sixers' advantage in that transaction over, say, Miami is they have a fair bit of draft capital they can pass along, and so it's more of a forward-looking deal. I think with Miami, who can't really trade their picks because they're all tied up in other from other transactions, it's more what can they acquire that might help the Raptors sooner, and so that's why you're hearing names like Duncan Robinson. But I think from Toronto's point of view, they'd be much more interested in Tyler Hero, who's a young player as well, but got a little more mileage on him, has had a really good playoff run last year. The complication with Robinson, he's a restricted free agent, and he's going to be looking for a pretty good dollar. So I think, from the Raptors' point of view, they'd rather have a younger player who is under team control, but there wouldn't be many draft assets with that, if any. Well, none. As for Powell, Powell's an interesting case, right? Like, he's... there's a lot of teams that could use what he does best, which is, including the Raptors, by the way, which is, he's one of the best shooters in the league, has been for the last 2 years. He's a player who's likely not going to be under contract after this season. And so a team that's acquiring him, the price gets really hard to measure because, if you acquire him for a bench role, then that's something Powell's going to want to re-up for next season. And so how much are you going to give up for a player who's really a rental? If you acquire him as a starter, then Powell's probably going to be looking for a big number. So knowing you're going to sign him for a big number, that's going to probably affect what you want to pay up front. The interesting thing is the Dinwiddie thing is really interesting, right? He's a really good player. He's on about a $12 million deal. It's an easy match salary-wise, but he hasn't played all season because of a torn ACL. So there's a bit of a risk from the Raptors' point of view. You are trading for a player who is going to be a free agent, who's coming off an ACL surgery, but you'd assume that you're making that deal confident that you could, sign Dinwiddie, and he's a really good player, and coming off an injury, probably isn't going to get the dollar he might have otherwise. And, and so your lineup kind of ticks over. He's a player who fits in with your core of Siakam, Van Vliet, and an OBO agent experience-wise. So, but there's a lot of teams, I think, that would be looking at Norm Powell either as a guy who can finish a championship-contending lineup, kind of coming off the bench, or if you're a team that's trying to make a push to the playoffs, maybe you're a starter on that team and kind of bring some veteran experience.